Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Growth Digger, the podcast where we dig into what's really driving marketing growth in 2025. I'm Akanksha Das, Director of Marketing and Communications here at Growth Natives, and with me is our in-house MarTech brain and occasional automation therapist, Gaurav Rajput, Senior Director of MarTech.
Automation therapist, I'll take that. Hey everyone, great to be back. And yes, if your workflows are acting up lately, don't worry, you're not alone.
Exactly. Today, we're talking about something that hits a little too close to home for a lot of marketers. Marketing automation fails. AI promised to make everything faster, smarter, and easier. But instead, many of us are dealing with misfiring workflows, confused customers, and the dreaded, why did this email even go out moments.
Oh yes, that one hurts. The irony is, the problem isn't AI itself. It's how we're using it.
So true. So today we're breaking down the five biggest reasons marketing automations fail in 2025. And of course, how to fix them. Let's dig in. One, no goals equals activity without impact. Okay, let's start with the classic, no goals, or as I like to call it, automation for the sake of looking busy.
Yep, this is the we have a new tool, let's automate everything syndrome. Teams jump into building sequences and triggers without defining what success actually looks like.
Exactly. And then you realize your workflow's running beautifully, but optimizing for the wrong outcome.
Right. AI is great at optimizing. It just doesn't know what to optimize unless you tell it. So if you're not clear on metrics, say MQL to SQL lift, retention rates, or LTV, the system ends up chasing motion instead of results.
So the fix here, be super intentional. Define measurable KPIs before you automate anything. Build workflows that tie back to business outcomes, not just triggers.
If your automation doesn't trace back to revenue, engagement, or retention, it's just digital busy work. Two, dirty data equals wrong actions and audiences.
All right, second on the list, dirty data.
The silent killer.
Totally. Outdated or siloed data sends onboarding emails to existing customers or churn offers to people who literally just upgraded.
Yes, and with AI in the mix, bad data gets amplified. The system learns the wrong patterns and doubles down on them.
So, how do we fix it?
Start with quarterly data hygiene checks, dedupe, update, standardize, and integrate your CRM, analytics, and automation tools so they speak the same language.
Basically, don't let your AI make decisions based on lies.
Exactly. Three, generic journeys equals engagement drop-offs.
Next up, generic journeys. The one-size-fits-all approach that fits no one.
This is so common. Brands have all this segmentation power, but they end up blasting the same message to every audience segment.
And then we wonder why engagement drops.
Yep. AI thrives on personalization. Life cycle stages, behavior, engagement scores. Use dynamic content, branching journeys, and test high intent versus low intent triggers separately.
So it's not about more emails, it's about smarter journeys.
Exactly. If your users don't feel seen, your automation's just noise. Four, overbuilt flows equals confusion and low ROI.
All right, number four, overbuilt flows, aka the automation spaghetti.
Perfect description. We see this all the time. Complex automations built without any journey mapping. They look impressive, but deliver minimal ROI.
Yeah, it's like those crazy subway maps. You can't tell where the line starts or ends.
Exactly. So the fix? Map your user journey first, then automate selectively. Focus on high-impact touchpoints like reactivation or upsell campaigns.
And please, don't just buy the smartest tool because it sounds cool. Choose based on your actual workflow needs.
Yes, over-engineering is not innovation. Five, no human oversight equals misleading AI logic.
Okay, our final one, and probably the most important, no human oversight.
Yeah, this is where it gets dangerous. AI can make surprisingly confident mistakes. Oh yes, it's never I don't know, it's I'm 99% sure this breakup email should go to your loyal customer. Exactly. When there's no human in the loop, AI starts optimizing for misleading signals, like open rates instead of conversions, or worse, tone-deaf triggers in sensitive moments.
So the fix is simple. Review performance regularly add manual checkpoints in longer journeys, and set override rules for brand safety and sentiment.
Think of it like parenting. You trust your AI to make decisions, but you still check in to make sure it's not burning the house down.
Perfect analogy. So to recap, if your automations are off track, check your goals, clean your data, personalize your journeys, simplify your flows, and for the love of marketing, keep a human in the loop.
Yep, AI isn't broken. It's just misused.
Exactly. And if any of these problems sound familiar, maybe it's time to audit your current setup. Fix what's breaking engagement before it tanks your performance.
We actually help clients do this all the time. Identify where automations are misfiring and rebuild them for outcome-based impact.
That's right. You can find more insights like these at growthnatives.com or catch past episodes of Growth Digger on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for tuning in. And remember, great automation still needs great strategy.
Couldn't agree more. See you next time on Growth Digger.